Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Recently, I saw an interview with a former CIA spy, Andrew Bustamante, about what he said was the most important spy trick he learned that changed everything. And in his words, he says that when you put this into place, you can instantly gain superiority. What he was talking about was the difference between perception and perspective. But before we dig into this, if you've enjoyed The Blueprint, please do me a favor. Stop the podcast right now and leave us a written review and a rating on whichever listening platform you are joining us from, as this goes a long way in helping us grow the show and get on great guests. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, I want you to think about something. Everyone is living life through their perception of the world. Everyone has a storyline going on in their own heads. Like, everybody's walking around seeing the world from their perspective, and their perception doesn't always line up with yours. Like, you have all these conversations going on in your head with yourself every day, and guess what? So do billions of other people. So you're wondering, why is it getting hard to get along with everyone? Well, it's because everybody's got their own perception. And that can change. And if you're not aware of their perception, it's going to be really hard to communicate with people, especially when you don't agree on things. And so if you live your life only through your perception, it's going to be hard to create meaningful relationships, to negotiate things. It's going to be hard to just do business in the new world. In this interview, Bustamante shared his insights on how shifting from perception to perspective can be a game changer. He explains that while perception is our own unique interpretation of the world around us, it's limited and often leads to unproductive arguments as we try to convince others to see things our way. You know, this has happened to you, whether it was with a friend, a spouse, a child, a loved one, you just weren't getting anywhere. But here's where the magic happens. When we move from perception to perspective, we can step outside of ourselves and start to see the world through someone else's eyes. As Bustamante put it, perspective is the act or the art of observing the world from outside yourself. I thought that was so good. By putting ourselves in another person's shoes and considering their experiences, feelings, and stressors, we gain a powerful informational advantage. Now, think about this. You don't have to agree with it, but you just got to understand it. This idea reminds me of a profound quote by C.S. Lewis. A proud man always looks down on other people and things. When we're trapped in our own perception, it's easy to become prideful and dismissive of others' viewpoints. But when we cultivate the humility to shift into perspective, we open ourselves up to a whole new level of understanding and connection. Bustamante emphasizes that most people are stuck in their own perception, which he means that by embracing perspective, you can ultimately gain a superior positioning. And his framework is definitely from like gathering intelligence. So you can understand why it's so critical if you want to develop like an asset to understand their perspective so you can create a relationship with that person and then extract information from them. But this really has great applications to our everyday lives. When you're dealing with your boss or your spouse or your kids, taking the time to understand their world can completely transform the dynamic of your relationships. When I say their world, it's the world from their perception. But here's the thing, shifting into perspective isn't always easy. It requires us to set aside our ego and really listen to other people. As A.W. Tozier said, the reason why many are still troubled, still seeking, still making little forward progress is because they haven't yet come to the end of themselves. Man, that hits me hard because we're all prideful. In other words, true growth and understanding often comes when we're willing to let go of our own limited perceptions and embrace a broader perspective. So how can you start putting this powerful concept into practice? The next time you find yourself in a disagreement or a challenging situation, take a step back and ask yourself, what might this look like from the other person's point of view? What experiences, emotions, or pressures might be shaping their perception? By approaching the situation with empathy and curiosity, you'll be amazed at how quickly you can find common ground and create maybe win-win situations. Even better, try to do this before you know you're going to have a difficult or important conversation. And in the heat of the moment, if you're mentally fit, you can make the switch. Of course, mastering the art of perspective takes practice, and it's not always a comfortable process. But as Bustamante and countless other wise individuals have shown us, the rewards are well worth the effort. When you learn to see the world through others' eyes, you unlock a level of understanding, connection, and influence that most people can never even imagine as possible. So there you have it, a spy's secret to instantly gaining superior positioning in any given situation, and an excellent way to create deeper relationships. Whether you're navigating a tough conversation at work, trying to strengthen your relationship at home, or simply seeking to broaden your own horizons, remember the power of perspective. If you found today's podcast to be helpful, please share this with a friend, a loved one, a spouse. Maybe they're dealing with a difficult relationship, and this shift from perception to perspective can be an unlock. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.